next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Welcome to the One Love Radio News, the headlines. Northern Province PS has urged students to remain focused on their education and attentive to their lecturers. Lusaka City Council optimistic that ongoing drainage construction works to end Kanyama flooding issues. Public health student at the University of Zambia urges young women not to give up on education. In international news, floods in Nairobi kill at least 23, police operations ongoing. And in sports, Mwemba opts to pay for Kansanshi replicas despite gift to support club. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. Northern Province Permanent Secretary Bernard Mpundu has urged students to remain focused on their education and attentive to their lecturers in order to achieve their goals. Mr. Mpundu challenged students to stay committed and believe in their potential, stating that they can achieve great heights if they remain disciplined. Mr. Mpundu encouraged them to be agile, alert and focused to succeed, noting that opportunities for growth exist for everyone regardless of their role in society. The permanent secretary made the remarks when he joined students following the deliberations of the National Youth Indaba virtually at Kasama College of Education yesterday. He further urged young people to take advantage of educational opportunities, stressing that government policies under President Hage Geingob provide hope for employment after graduation. Mr. Mpundu assured students that government remains committed to creating jobs, citing the recent recruitment of health workers and the upcoming employment of education staff. Meanwhile, the Kasama College of Education Student Executive Body welcomed the commemoration of the 2026 National Youth Indaba. The women's rights organization and Women for Change Zambia has joined the global community in commemorating International Women's Day with a strong call for greater protection of women's rights, justice and concrete action to advance gender equality in the country. Executive Director Lumba Sianga says this year's commemoration, held under the theme Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls, provides an opportunity to celebrate the achievements of women and girls while highlighting the challenges they continue to face. Ms. Sianga noted that although progress has been made towards gender equality, many women and girls in Zambia still encounter significant barriers, including limited access to education, economic opportunities, and protection from violence. She stressed that urgent action is needed from duty bearers to address these challenges and ensure that women and girls are fully empowered in all sectors of society.
Women's Day, Women for Change joins the global community in celebrating the achievements of women and girls, while sounding the alarm on the urgent need for rights, justice and action to be attained. Under the theme Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls, we acknowledge the progress made towards gender equality, but emphasize that much work remains to be done. In Zambia, women and girls continue to face barriers to education despite.
A final year public health student at the University of Zambia, Jennifer Mwansa, has encouraged young women not to give up on their education despite facing life challenges. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Ms. Mwansa says failure is not permanent, noting that discipline and determination can help transform a person's destiny. She has urged more young women to remain committed to their studies, emphasizing that a late start in education does not mean the end of the road. Ms. Mwansa has further stressed that pregnancy should not prevent girls from continuing with school, encouraging young mothers to stay focused on their education and future goals.
That the government and the president and President Lungu's family should...
Now, the United Party for National Development aspiring Member of Parliament for Kanyama Constituency, Ibene Hajombwa, is urging young people vying for public office to seek financial stability before political interest to avoid mismanaging resources, public resources, when elected. Mr. Hajombwa is concerned that many young people view public office aspirations as a job opportunity rather than interest to serve the people. He feels that the situation often leads to corruption and abuse of resources intended for development and progress of the country. He emphasized the need for young people to desist from corruption, highlighting its negative towards development and growth of the country. He stressed that young leaders should establish their lives first so they can serve people without personal gain. Mr. Hajombwa claims that when young people prioritize financial stability before seeking public office, they will focus on serving the people and not enriching themselves. The Lusaka City Council LCC is optimistic that ongoing drainage construction works in Kanyama will finally bring an end to the area's chronic flooding issues. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the Zambia National Service is undertaking the 20 million kwacha project, which will see stormwater channeled into the main drainage system. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Ms. Mwamba says the pass from Kanyama into flood-prone areas such as the Central Business District and other areas to reduce flooding, thereby providing a medium-term solution to the challenge. She claims that once completed, the project will not only transform the areas but reduce persistent challenges of flooding, which leads to waterborne diseases. She adds that the project is expected to upgrade the area and provide relief to residents.
The works are underway, and you would see that Kanyama now will never be having problems to do with flooding, because this drainage is a main drainage. It's going to be a very upgraded infrastructure that will point at Lusaka City Council that we've done a big drainage that is going to accommodate stormwater in that particular area. And you may also understand that we have spent 20 million kwacha on this drainage system. So we are hoping and we are optimistic that it's going to solve the problems that Kanyama people have been facing in terms of flooding.
Mpulungu Ward 26 aspiring councillor has expressed concern over the prevailing security challenges in the area. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Barnabas Zulu says there is an increase in the number of people being attacked and robbed in the area by youths popularly known as junkies. Mr. Zulu has bemoaned the lack of action being taken by the police to control and curtail the situation in the area, and has since called upon the Inspector General of Police, Graphel Musamba, and the Provincial Police Commissioner to ensure that security is restored in the area. He has called for community sensitization programs as a way of increasing awareness among residents of the area and surrounding areas.
Tazanga, and also conduct community sensitization programs so that at least we can see our people being safe. People are complaining that they are being attacked in daylight and also at night. People, they cannot move at night because of these junkies. They are snatching things from people, they are beating people, they are stealing from people, which is something which very unfortunate. So people are living in fear of their lives, especially when it is at night. People, they can't move at night. So we want to call upon the police leadership in the Saga province to ensure that they tighten security.
With that story, wraps up our local news stories. We take a short break. When we come back, we have international and sports news. Stay tuned.
Start your day informed. The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines.